This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Rebecca Pendell, P-E-N-D-E-L-L, date of birth 10-28 of 1953. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Pendell with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and albuminuria. Her last visit was August 1st of 2022. She's feeling very well, no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and she's lost 4 pounds over the last 7 months. She believes her last hemoglobin A1C is just under 7. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 20/12.5 once daily in the morning and lisinopril 20 milligram once daily in the evening. Physical exam, weight 160 pounds, pulse 66, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, blood pressure left arm setting, large adult cuff 130 over 60. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 7th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.1, estimated GFR is 54, albumin 3.9, calcium 9.7, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 1:12, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.1, hemoglobin 12.4, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She'll have lab studies done every 4 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 3, microalbuminuria, also stable on maximum dose of lisinopril. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.